The Labor government in Queensland is accused of breaking its promise to protect healthy rivers and their floodplains in the far west of the state. In recent weeks, the Palaszczuk government has opened up 11,000 square kilometres of the Channel Country in the southwest corner of Queensland to gas and petroleum drilling exploration. The government says the vast oil and gas reserves deep in the Cooper and Eromanga basins are amongst the best prospects for shale gas development in the country. That's upset local graziers and remote communities, though, who say they haven't been consulted. Dr. Bob Morrish is spokesperson for the Coopers Creek Protection Group. He's a former long-time grazier in the Channel Country, and he's speaking here with our environment editor, Greg Borschman.
Well, the feeling is very much the people of the outback Channel Country want to preserve their rivers. Their rivers are their lifeblood. Without the rivers, communities, livestock, wildlife, everything dies. So the rivers, and not only the rivers, the artesian and sub-artesian water there is critical to life. And so the feeling in the outback is that they're ready to fight these people.
You first became aware of these plans a couple of years ago, a story in the Australian Financial Review. Why did the headline, Desert Gold, and that story so annoy you?
Well, it annoyed me because the tenor of that article suggested that the desert country surrounding Lake Eyre and in the Channel Country was useless until these oil and gas explorers had the potential to make a lot of money out of it. The person who wrote that article seemed to have ignored the wonderful, iconic value of that country, you know, the country where Burke and Wills perished, the country that Sturt explored, the country that's famous in mythology and poetry and of drovers and the settlers who've been there. It's magnificent pastoral country, and even more than that, it's superb landscapes, which are internationally rare. These desert rivers of the Channel Country are the last free-flowing and virtually untouched rivers, desert rivers on the planet, and they should be preserved, not contaminated for short-term gain.
So 2 weeks ago, the Queensland Minister for Natural Resources and Mines, Anthony Lynham, promised to go shopping around the world to attract companies big and small to Queensland's far southwestern corner. 11,000 square kilometres that the minister described as amongst Australia's most prospective and commercially viable regions for deep gas and oil development. As graziers and local communities, you're pretty much swimming against an irresistible tide, aren't you?
It might appear so, but we're fighters out in the Channel Country, Greg, and we will give this government and the large resource companies a fight that they won't forget, and we will never say die, because I think the world will expect us to try to preserve these rivers.
You felt you were very much ignored and poorly treated by the previous Newman government in Queensland. State Labor came to power promising a new era, with landholders having the fundamental right to know about and object to mining lease exploration and development. Is that what you've got in reality?
No. The previous government, certainly that comment is absolutely correct. The previous government was an arrogant government that failed to consult with local people who were affected by their decisions. This current Queensland government is not starting very well. It's doing the same thing. Nobody's been consulted about this Lynham's proposal to throw open 11,000 square k's of this country. Possibly, I suppose, the big resource companies have been consulted, and that's the very thing that the previous government did. They ignored the landholders and communities out in the Channel Country and just proceeded to deal with the large resource and mining companies. And if this government's going the same way as it appears to be, it can expect a giant fight on its hands.
Well, the Minister Lynham says that the CSG LNG industry operates under a strong regulatory framework, strict environmental conditions, land access and compensation requirements. But do you know if those controls do apply to shale gas, or do we need different or more controls?
I just like to comment on what Minister Lynham has apparently said there. If that's what he said, all I can say is bullshit. You've only got to talk to anybody who's been affected by coal seam gas to know that those, not just motherhood statements, they're actually downright lies. And I would expect that shale gas would be worse in terms of all those supposed processes.
So the Chinook Country has had conventional gas fields for decades. As a grazier near Windorah for 34 years, you even had a couple of wells drilled on your property, Springfield. Why are you so concerned now in a way that you weren't decades ago?
Well, I was still concerned decades ago because certainly an environmental damage was being caused by oil exploration and gas exploration even then for conventional oil and gas. However, the concern is just magnified a hundredfold with shale gas, as it would be with coal seam gas, because of the very nasty processes involved. And that has been demonstrated both in coal seam gas wells and in large measure in American gas fields to be incredibly damaging to the environment and to water supplies and to human communities and to livestock and wildlife. Shale gas has to be released by this immense fracking process.
And it's different to what we've got with coal seam gas. I mean, most Australians would not know about shale gas. It's deeper, isn't it?
It's much deeper, and it's extracted by a different method. And the coal seam gas is extracted by vertical fracking, in other words, fracking of vertical wells, whereas shale gas is extracted by directional drilling and virtually horizontal wells under the through the shale formations, which may stretch way under large wetlands or artesian and sub-artesian aquifers. And so a well 10 kilometres long in a horizontal direction has many more points where fracking occurs and a much greater potential to contaminate the overlying aquifers and underlying aquifers, as well as landscape affected on the surface by some of the water that's retrieved from the wells, which will be contaminated with a huge amount of chemical.
How much have we had a serious think about what's going on here? Because what you're describing is actually going to occur below the famous Great Artesian Basin.
Absolutely. And I don't think governments have thought about it at all. Or if they have, they've chosen to ignore it. And I think this is criminally negligent and culpable.
Bob Morrish is a long-time, former long-time grazier from the Channel Country and spokesperson for the Coopers Creek Protection Group, speaking with our environment editor, Greg Borschman. And if you thought you heard the sounds of clinking glasses and pokies in the background, you probably did, because Bob had trouble with his mobile signal. So we thank him. He went to all the effort of driving into Inglewood on the Southern Darling Downs in Queensland and recorded that interview when he was sitting at the bar in the local.